Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 239. This week I am in Israel. I am sharing some pre-recorded from last year episodes. I hope you hopefully remember them, but if not, I hope you enjoy. So our parasha begins, Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Ve'elech Haran. Yaakov travels from Be'er Sheva and he goes to Haran and he comes to this place, which we know is the Makom HaMikdash, Vayifka B'Makom Ve'elan Sham. He encounters this place and he sleeps there. Why Kiva HaShemesh? Because it's nighttime and it's dark and he takes the stones and he puts them together and we have this whole encounter. What was he doing when he was there? What was this Vayifka? So Vayifka, Rashi says, Rabbi Senu Pirishu Lashon Tfila. He was there to daven. He davened and v'lamadnu shetiken tfilas arvis. We see from here that Yaakov stopped to daven mariv, and this is the origin of the tfila. Again, we find him being vayifga in this place. Rashi translates that as a language of tfila. We know it happens at night, and we know Yaakov does it, and so we put 2 + 2 + 2 together, and we come out with Yaakov having been the creator of the mariv, the evening prayer. Okay, so let's get back to that soon. The Gemara in Brachos has a Mishnah that we're probably familiar with, Daf Chav Vav Amud Aleph. It talks about the times of day in which we're supposed to daven. So it talks about how Shacharis you have until midday. Another opinion says you have Shacharis until a third of the day. Mincha you have from the afternoon until sunset. Rabbi Huda says, no, you don't have that long. You have a shorter window. And then finally, when it describes Mariv, it says, Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva. Mariv has no set time. What it means is that at night, which is the time for Mariv, you can say Mariv all night long. Now, we know from other sources that Shema, really, if we can, we should be saying it before Chatzot, before midnight. But really, Mariv, and the Shmona Esrei of Mariv itself, which is the crux of Mariv, that can be done all night. Okay, the Gemara then gets into a whole conversation about the origin of these three tfilos and three times. And so the Gemara says, as is well known, tfilos avos tiknum. One opinion says that the Avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, established the prayers, and they're modeled after the three of them. And Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says, no, tfilos keneged temidim tiknum. The three tfilos that we have a day correspond to the karbonos that we gave every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, the keves achad taseh baboker, v'yes hakeves hasheni taseh bein harabayim, the consistent day-in, day-out bookends of the sacrificial day was the karbon tamid shel shacharis, and then the karbon tamid shel bein harabayim, these two karbonos of the morning and of the afternoon. And as the Gemara goes on, it says, according to the one who says it came from the Avos, so it brings all of the psukim and the context of where we find the Avos davening. Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, and he was davening in the place where he was Amad Sham. Yitzchak, we spoke about some weeks ago, Yitzchak as the originator of the midday Mincha Tfilah. And then finally, we have Yaakov in the psukim that we're mentioning here, Yaakov being described as the one who created Mariv. Okay, the Gemara then goes on to say, and what about if it's Karbanos? So the Karbanos are only two a day. Where does the third one come from? So Mepnei Ma'om U'Tfilas Ha'erev Ein Lo Keva Shahari Eivarim U'Pidarim Shlonis Achlo Mibe'erev Krevim V'Holchim Kol Halayla. And the reason is because the Gemara says that the fats and the limbs, things that were not yet burnt in the Mizbeach throughout the day from the whole sacrificial process, that would be done overnight. That as well is part of the sacrificial process. And that nighttime is sort of, you know, not really locked in space. Any time of night that could have been done. And whereas Shacharis is the morning carbon and the afternoon carbon is Mincha, this overnight process is the Mariv. And that's why Mariv sort of doesn't really have a place in time during the night. We just know it happened at night. The Gemara concludes that, of course, there's sort of a bit of both. And in the end, you know, you have carbon Musaf and we don't have an Av. We don't have a forefather for Musaf. So the Gemara says, El tfilas avos tiknum. The Asmechinu Rabbanon Arkarbanos. Really, the Avos were the ones who established the prayers, but they were sort of associated and aligned with the Karbanos that were in the Beis HaMikdash as well. And perhaps you might add, the Karbanos themselves are from the fact that the Avos set up these times and these distinct specific situations in the morning and in the evening and at nighttime to pray. The Maharsha says that, of course, even if we understand that the Avos created these prayers, they didn't make the words were made later, but the notion that I have to stop in my morning and pray. I have to stop in the midday and pray. And I have to stop at night. With the changes of the day, as we go through the day, each one I have to encounter it and God at the same time. That comes from the Avos. He also suggests the Maharsha on this Gemara, Venira, O Devade Avraham Nami Hayim Espal Mincha Varvas. What do you think? You think Avraham didn't daven mincha? What was he, some sort of eisvarf? He would daven mincha and marav too. And so we have to further limit, what does it mean that each of them created, each of them is associated in their lives and their experience with one of these tefillos? Avraham with shachris, Yitzchak with mincha, and Yaakov with marav. Now, the Gemara entertains on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis and Brachos a very interesting question. What does it mean when the Mishnah says Ein La Keva? There is no set time for Marav. Like, what exactly does that mean? The Gemara goes so far as to suggest a Machlokas where it says, according to one opinion, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Marav is actually a Rishus. Rishus generally means optional, right? Marav is Rishus. And the other opinion, Abaya says, Halacha Kedivrei HaOmer Chova. The Halacha follows the one who says it's obligatory. And so one opinion, that's Rava, says, no, it's optional. Abaya, we say, says that it's a Chova, it's obligatory. And Abaya and Rava argue hundreds of times, and we know the Halacha, in all but very few cases, follows Rava, and the Gemara really should be concluding here that it is Rishus, it is optional. Indeed, the Gemara does continue along that line. The Gemara tells a very famous story with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, which probably we should devote an entire take 10 to, but it's a fascinating story, and the Gemara there as well concludes that Marav is Rishus, and it's optional. But what does optional mean? What does it mean that Marav is optional? So Tosfos there, in Daf Chav Vav, in Maseches Brachos, talks about how optional doesn't mean you don't have to do it. He says optional just means if I'm faced with another mitzvah at the same time, which is passing me by, I don't have to daven marav. And so really it's not that much different than a lot of other mitzvahs where if I have a mitzvah that I have a lot of time to do and I have another mitzvah which is a mitzvah overes, it's a mitzvah which if I'm not careful will pass me by, I should do the one which will pass me by first. And so that's what Tosos understands the whole Gemara means. It's just, it's Rishus vis-a-vis that if I have something else going on, I can do that something else. Others understand that no, really it's a Rishus, and it meant Rishus, it meant that it was optional. But there was a point in history where we took it upon ourselves as obligatory. And I'm sure you're all like, oh man. The Rambam says, and what you mean when you say, oh man, of course, is that you're so excited that now you have the opportunity to do this in an obligatory way, of course. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Vav, he tells us how Ein Tfilas Arvis Chova K'Tfilas Shachris U'Mincha. There's a difference, a fundamental difference between Marav and Shachris, or Mincha, Marav and Mincha. The Afal Pi Kain, but even though there was that difference, where Marav was considered to be optional. And by the way, why was Marav considered to be optional? Because, you know, there wasn't really a Karban which corresponded to Marav. There was a Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Ben Arvayim, but there was no Karban Tamid. It was sort of just a continuation of the morning's Karbanos. Not that Yaakov is any less of an Av than Shachros and Mincha, than Avraham and Yitzchak, but still there was something a little bit less about Marav. The Rambam says, even though that's how it began, Afal Pi Kein Nohagu Kol Yisrael B'chol Mekomos Moshevoseihem, the custom of all Jews in all of their locations was L'Hispalel Arvis V'Kiblua Aleihem K'Tfilas Chova. The Jewish people, we decided that this was going to be something that we did. We did Marav. We do Marav. We don't go into our night, into the darkness, into the end of our day without having a little bit of a referendum with God. You know, what's going to be in the darkness and the uncertainty and whatever's going to happen, I have to sort of get my entire day assimilated into my mind, and how do I do that? How do I end the day? What's going to be the bookend? We've decided that that's going to be Marav. Even if it wasn't obligatory, we treat it that way. But of course, there are differences. We know that there's no repetition of Shemona Esrei. We know that we say Kaddish between Geula and Tefillah, the Bracha of Gal Yisrael. We say Kaddish before Shemona Esrei, and that's because this element of it being a Rishus. There are a variety of ways where this manifests its being different than the other tefillos. But what we need to remember, and I think is what's most important, that as much as once upon a time it may have been optional, that doesn't reflect on Yaakov, but and it reflects, I think, more on us, that we've adopted it as obligatory. We treat it as if it's we're as liable to say Marav as anything else. And unquestionably, the mitzvah of Shema is unaffected by Marav at large. Mitzvah of Shema comes twice a day. We have Shachris, we have Marav, and whether or not we do Shema as part of Marav or not, the mitzvah of Shema is exclusive of Marav. We happen to have this obligation on us now. Whether or not it was always an obligation seems to be a debate, but it's definitely the best way to end our day. Have a great day.